Alright, this, the Var Torah is Linu Nishmat Avraham Ben Yafa. So, as we all know, we're having a Sephardi Shabbaton this week, so I want to speak a little bit about Shabbat and why God created it in the first place. So, the commentators in the Chumash say that Shabbat is introduced with the declaration that the work of heaven and earth were complete, so that they stand before us in their final intended state of harmonious perfection. Then God proclaimed His Shabbat. This passage, the first paragraph of the Shabbat Kiddush, proclaims that God is the Creator who brought the universe into being in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Israel's observance of the Shabbat laws constitutes devoted testimony to this. The Shabbat is a day saturated with purpose. The Torah states that God sanctified it because on it He abstained from all His work, implying that the essence of the day is to commemorate cessation from work, but in the very next phrase, the Torah says to make, implying that accomplishment was simultaneous with rest. There is no contradiction. God rested from physical creation, but He created the spiritual universe that comes into being every Shabbat. The world is the Shabbat of the Shabbat is far above that of the 6 days it succeeds, but they are not separate from one another. The bridge between the mundane and the sacred, between the weekdays and the Shabbat, is man. Adam and Eve were created last, just before the Shabbat, because only man was the intelligence and wisdom to bring the holiness of the Shabbat into the activities of the work week. Of all the creatures in the universe, only He can create holiness. Angels are holy, but they are static. They cannot improve themselves or the world. Only man can do both. The Shabbat is God's seal, and man is the one who must impress it upon God's universe. Indeed, man's activities transform the universe from an apparently aimless amalgamation of matter into the mirror of God's will. So that being said, let's all enjoy our Shabbat this week and every week, and Shabbat Shalom.